Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. All the post-game interviews are a wrap in Baton Rouge for the first game of LSU beating Tulane 7-2. Jay Johnson will be first up to bat for us. Here's what he had to say after the victory.
Right here in the front, Coach.
Yeah, Jay, right here. What went into your decision to start Paul? And I guess exactly what you want to get out of today?
Yes.
Can you expound on that?
Yeah, I mean, he's the best pitcher in college baseball. We're now in postseason play and felt really good about what he could do today and impact us winning the game. And he definitely did that. And as he spoke of, there's some other value of him being able to do what he did today that should help the rest of the pitchers the rest of the way.
Jude Papillon, Tulane Hullabaloo. What are your thoughts on Tulane's performance today against you guys?
Yeah. Team that's playing really well right now. I mean, I watched every pitch of the American tournament. We watched a lot of their last series against Memphis and Houston. Determined that the team we played April 11th was not the team we were playing today. And, you know, liked their pitching staff a little bit too, with what some of those guys can do. Carmouche, you know, has 100 strikeouts in 86 innings. Coming into today, and they have good guys out of the bullpen with different looks, which is how they survived that tournament. And so if you look at it on the surface of the record and don't dig deeper, you can make a mistake and make a judgment about Tulane that's not true. They're incredibly well coached. They have good players both on the mound and at the top of the batting order, and they're playing really good baseball right now.
Coach, your thoughts on the defense of how y'all played today? A lot of big-time plays, and it looked like it's really helpful for the win today and also going forward.
Yeah, we've been playing good defense for a little while now. We had a bad game, the last regular season game at Georgia. We only made one error in the SEC tournament, which was actually a catcher's interference. And then that's another zero in the error column today. And it's been a much improved part of our team, you know, this year. And, you know, all the credit goes to the work that those guys put in. But, you know, you got Dylan has played every game in center field. Jordan's played every game at shortstop. You know, Tommy's really improved at third. It's been good to have Trey healthy so he could go back to first base because he couldn't for like a month. And then Braden Joubert, how about that play today? You know, we actually had a discussion about whether Joubert was going to be in right and Pearson was going to be in left. And I'm really glad Joubert was, because Pearson wouldn't have been tall enough to catch that ball when he jumped up.
Right here in the front, Coach.
Coach, just right here. Was there any consideration of not starting Paul today?
I consider everything all the time, yeah. So, yeah, there was, but it was actually not a hard decision when you dig into it the way that we dug into it.
Yeah, hey, Coach, right here. Just the way you guys moved the offense today, I know that was something you talked about a little bit leading up to the regional. Just how do you feel like you guys did that? It was a little bit more, you know, bunts and sack flies, that kind of stuff. Just talk about that, I guess.
Yeah, I think, you know, we do a lot of things really well, you know, when we're at the plate. Manage the zone, hit mistakes, very good two-strike hitting team. Playoff baseball is a little different, and playing with a lead helps. And when you have a pitcher like that on the mound today, sometimes a 4-run lead can feel like an 8-run deficit to them. And so it was important today and really helped us out.
Yeah. Do you feel like it was as much about setting the tone for the way you want your team to play this, you know, this postseason?
I mean, it's good baseball is what it was. I mean, you know, a couple sacrifice bunts, a couple sacrifice flies, two ground balls to the middle of the field with a man on third and less than two outs. You know, these are things that we've done well, honestly, but it gets overshadowed because you got seven guys with 10 or more homers and, you know, we walk a ton and those types of things. And, you know, different games require you to do different things. You know, my deal with them from day one is always got to be able to win any type of game in a big field, in a small field, a one-run game, a slugfest, pitcher's duel, wind blowing in, wind blowing out. Doesn't matter. We got to be able to be functional. And we were definitely functional today. And I think they were very confident in how we were going to play offense today and played it really well.
And just your decision to go with Skeens, does that speak to the trust and kind of your understanding of who he is and what he can do for you?
Absolutely. As well as the rest of the guys on the staff for what's ahead of us.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what went into the decision to have Skeens finish the game. I mean, obviously he was on a roll, but still a season high pitch count.
Yeah, because we've been very good at managing that count and you know, making a decision to pull him out of a game that I never would have ever pulled him out of last week because of what was to come this week. It was almost, I wouldn't call it a week off in Hoover, but he had an extra day's rest this week, so it was 8 days rest, a lighter pitch count week last week. We've been very deliberate about what games, you know, he's gone into that 100 range and what games he came out before that. And, you know, the only decision was Travinsky going to hit a grand slam and put us up 9? And with a long inning, we probably wouldn't have sent him back out there. But, you know, no way were we messing around. And Wes came to me in the 8th and started talking. I was like, no. Like, he's going back out. He's got the first 3 hitters. And if we have traffic, then we'll set something else up. But I didn't really feel like there was going to be traffic based on how he finished the 8th inning after I went out to the mound.
We'll take a couple more back left, Coach. Glenn?
Did he get hit in the back of the leg, Paul, there early in the game?
Yeah, I think it scraped him, but good thing he's got bigger quads than me.
Down the road, would you ever consider bringing him for very short relief at the end of a Paul at the end of a huge game, particularly if he doesn't throw as much as he did today in his 2 days earlier?
This year, you're talking about bringing Paul out of the bullpen? No, he's very clearly on. Looked at this thing like he was going to be a weekend starter for us and pitch once a week and set him up. Set up a good schedule to do that. He's delivered. I mean, he's delivered as well as any pitcher I've ever seen in college baseball on what he does to prepare and then how he executes. And he did it again today.
Okay, one last one in the back, Coach.
Coach, have you ever seen a pitcher catch a line drive between the legs before? And what was your general reaction to not only that catch, but the double play?
Yeah, I mean, call me shallow-minded thinking at the time, but I was glad we got two outs with one pitch and actually missed that. I didn't see that he caught it between his legs. I was just happy we got a double play and started thinking for the offensive inning that was coming up.
There you heard LSU head coach Jay Johnson, and I think that was a pretty clear and obvious explanation of why he pitched Paul Skeens.
Actually, I don't think it was clear, but I think it was clear that he was not interested in, you know, dissecting this decision in that moment. He's like, we started him because he's the best pitcher we have. And this is the first game of the postseason, and we wanted to win our first game in the postseason.
To me, basically, I heard it helped set up the rest of the pitching.
I also heard that.
Obviously, because of the performance he gave, obviously, pitching a whole 9 innings. And now your whole bullpen is rested, as well as your number 2 and 3 guys are set to go.
I think he valued that, and I also think that, you know, the projection you have, if you come and you throw Thatcher Hurt today, right, is that we don't trust you
against,
in a matchup on Saturday against another team,
right?
And we don't we only trust Paul Skeens in that moment. And it's like, you have a rotation, you want to stick with it. I get it. I understand why people are annoyed by it. But the fact is, this decision only was a failed decision if you didn't get what you got today. If you didn't get a complete game that rested your entire bullpen. In this scenario, you take it and you move forward knowing that You had to trust these guys, your starters, no matter what. Sam Houston and Oregon State do not have the pitching staffs that LSU has, even without Paul Skeens the rest of the way. And I think that he also did make it pretty clear, Paul Skeens is not pitching on Monday.
Right. Monday. He's not coming out the bullpen.
This guy
relax.
Pitches once a week, and he does it really well.
Which crazy is, too, we all know that, you know, before we get into the College World Series, we'll know where Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens and whoever else get drafted. I think that's so wrong with the MLB, how they do that. I just wish it was after the College World Series even took place.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And the other thing I will mention, we got a couple of texts on this, too. And I think Paul Skeens had a say in this, too. I think there was part of, I pitch on Fridays. You know, this is when I pitch.
Right. And it's to me, too, I understand from the fact it helps set the rotation for the rest of the way kind of deal. And yes, he pitches Friday. You need that regimen, I guess, as a high-tuned athlete this is what he does.
He's a Ferrari. Right?
Exactly. You know,
he's a high-performance racing machine.
I figured we'd get a lot of calls on this today, on the Paul Skeens quote-unquote, quote-end-quote controversy, as one of the texters pointed out. I said incorrectly the first time.
I wouldn't know. I think call dropped out.
Guys, it was also something that I heard from that interview as well, is that he literally said that he has confidence in the other guys as well. Like, he has confidence, and we kind of mentioned this earlier, that he has confidence that Thatcher Hurd and Ty Floyd will perform well against Oregon State or Sam Houston State, whoever they face tomorrow, and then potentially Sunday as well on top of that.
Yeah, and like I said, I read that tweet from Kendall Rogers last hour, too, or it might have been the start of this hour, I forget. But if you're afraid of those two squads, then, yeah, you don't even belong in the postseason right now kind of thing. LSU has been one of the top-tier teams throughout the nation for all year long. And, yeah, Sam Houston State and Oregon State should not be problems for Floyd or Hurd.
They put up 16 runs on Sam Houston.
There you go, right. Year. So you have experience against the one squad. And
you have confidence in your offense that scores 9.5 runs a game. Right. I don't think that's an issue.
Right. Exactly. Want to hear from you on the Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line still. 504-260-1870. You can sound off on Paul Skeens, Saints, or anything else here on WWL. We'll be back after the break with more LSU baseball sound.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.